It's a Friday edition of Current State here on WKAR. We're glad you're aboard. We're here for an hour. Art Prize is probably Michigan's top arts event. It began back in 2009 in Grand Rapids as what organizers describe as a radically open international art competition. The event takes over 3 square miles of downtown Grand Rapids for 19 days each year and draws hundreds of entries and thousands of visitors. Entrants vie for awards from a jury of judges, but there are also awards based on votes cast by the public. Two-dimensional, three-dimensional, time-based, and installation entries are up for top prizes of $20,000, and the grand prize winners, chosen by both the jury and the public, get $200,000. Winners will be announced tonight. Some of the most intriguing entries for the past 4 years have been created by our next guest, Henry Brimmer, a professor in MSU's Department of Advertising and Public Relations. His 3D works, Gravity Matters Little and I Want to Be Different, featured figures suspended over downtown streets. This year, Brimmer is an Art Prize finalist for There's Something Happening Here. The installation gives the appearance of lookouts and snipers atop buildings in Grand Rapids. Henry Brimmer is here to talk about Art Prize. Welcome to Current State. Henry, great to have you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your Art Prize entry this year. There's Something Happening Here. What inspired you to place these figures on downtown Grand Rapids buildings? It seems scary for people to glance up and see spotters and snipers on rooftops.
Well, I do what is called site-specific art, and essentially what I try to do is I look at a space that is given to me and start to think about what it is that I would like to do with that space. So when I had the figures atop the span across the intersection at about 180 feet from the ground, I looked up and I thought, well, most anything that you would hang there would be pretty amazing. And this year I got the opportunity to be a part of the Urban Institute of Contemporary Arts, and I went there and looked at the buildings, looked at the space, and little by little ideas started to pop up, and I have to say I don't do political art per se. My pieces before have been whimsical or poetic or stupid or whatever. But it seems like you can't escape the news. Okay, so the bombardment of increasing military presence, Gaza, the Ukraine. Our involvement again in Iraq, and then naturally those stunning images on TV from Ferguson just impact you. I mean, impacted me for sure.
Do you feel like you're becoming a more political artist?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that I will continue to work. I've always been a political person. I mean, I've done a lot of political work, but I don't want to define what I do as being political. I want the freedom to do whatever is challenging and interesting to me at the time. This time just happened to be that these figures tied into the whole idea of privacy and invasion of privacy. I guess you have the WikiLeaks, and you have the leaks, and you have the Snowden papers, and you have all this material floating around all the time, and discussions about it. And you know, I suppose I viscerally reacted to that. Mm-hmm.
Was there any resistance to installing the pieces?
Not from my point of view. I mean, when I submitted the idea, first of all, the curator at the UICA was totally open and everything was going well. I sent original sketches to the owners of the building, and I underlined that these were sketches in progress. And maybe there was some misunderstanding about that. They expected, I don't know, some other kinds of figures. But my figures evolved from being just sort of like secret agent kind of types holding their earpiece, you know, I mean, holding their hand to their earpiece.
Yeah.
But in terms of communicating from very far, they slowly evolved to becoming the military types that I put up because I felt that those had enough graphic information that you would recognize them, whereas the figures would have been just kind of like phantoms, which actually Secret Service people are kind of like phantoms, you know, they just are everywhere. And But I made that decision, and there was some ruckus around that, but they didn't take them down, and the event will finish on Sunday, and everything's fine.
We're talking with Henry Brimmer. Henry is on the faculty here at Michigan State University, and he is an artist as well and an art prize finalist for his work, There's Something Happening Here. This is an installation that gives the appearance of lookouts and snipers atop buildings in Grand Rapids, which is, of course, the site of the Art Prize competition. How are people responding? Do you know?
I haven't talked this year so much to people. I think last year and the year before, I was really gung-ho on entering conversations with people. The piece got a lot of attention 2 weeks before Art Prize started, where the TV stations covered it and went around asking people how they felt about the piece. I've talked to a few people. I think most people that do come to me and engage me in the conversation most probably they understand what I am trying to say, or they understand it from their point of view. The title, There's Something Happening Here, happened as an afterthought, but it's a Stephen Stills song from 1967 that Buffalo Springfield did. And
sure.
The uncanny reality of the present time is that song could have been written yesterday, mm-hmm. and it would just be totally on point, you know?
Have these art prize entries ever been installed anywhere other than Grand Rapids?
This particular one
or any of the others that you've been involved in?
No, they have a relatively short life. Gravity matters little. The figure that I hung there, I think, is lying in some cornfield next to Grand Rapids. The ladder that I did the next year is also there. I offered Gravity Matters Little to the university as a donation, but essentially I got a polite letter that it would be too dangerous, risk-taking, and
so
I understand, they don't go places.
There's something